KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Snow White and the Huntsman is a film of conflicting spells. One of them approaches real enchantment. It's been woven from dazzling imagery, inspired design, and a pair of powerful performances. Charlize Theron as Snow White's persecutor, Queen Ravenna, and Chris Hemsworth as the put-upon heroine's protector, the Huntsman of the title. An evil spell nearly does Snow White in, but it's lifted in the nick of time. The strangest spell afflicts Kristen Stewart. She can't seem to imbue Snow White with anything more than a semblance of feeling. That spell never lifts, but it may not make much difference in the end because the forces of good manage to work around it. This ambitious production was directed by Rupert Sanders, a first-time feature filmmaker who made his reputation with TV commercials. He's a whiz at visual storytelling, and he and his collaborators summon up a sumptuously dark and revisionist kingdom that's closer to Game of Thrones than the Brothers Grimm, let alone Walt Disney. The main degrimming of the plot concerns the huntsman, who, in this version, is dispatched to capture Snow White but becomes her ardent protector and then her tutor in martial arts. Chris Hemsworth is a graceful presence as well as a forceful one and as witty as the circumstances allow. At one point, with a twinkle in his eye and a lilt in his voice, the huntsman tells Snow White, "So you're back from the dead and instigating the masses." All he gets back from her is a wan, puzzled smile. Charlize Theron makes the queen a fearsome creature and a man-hater of epic ferocity. Ravenna is as vampiric as any of Kristen Stewart's pals from other precincts. In her time and in her way, this queen is the ultimate consumer of beauty products, sucking the life from those around her to sustain her baleful glow. The movie works best when Theron or Hemsworth are on screen, but Snow White is literally another story. Kristen Stewart's skills haven't caught up with her celebrity, so it's almost painful to watch and listen as she intones her dialogue lifelessly. Not just complex questions like the one Snow White puts to the huntsman, "Do you drink to drown your sorrows or your conscience?" But simple lines like her declaration to the seven dwarfs, "We mean you no harm." The heroine is more excitable, though no more eloquent, in her Joan of Arc mode once she's absorbed the huntsman's lessons of war and leads her followers into the fray. Then the problem becomes keeping a lid on her shrill outcries and displaying her leaps and lunges to best advantage. Kristen Stewart aspires to more agility than she achieves. Still, who's to say that Stewart won't give the movie exactly what it needs? Legs plus a strong sword arm at the box office. Bella forever, she faces the world with adolescent angst and a twilight frown. And no one is more entitled than Snow White to be angsty. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.